Support for NPR comes from Cargill. Collaborate, create, succeed. This is how Cargill works with customers. Stories online at cargillcreates.com.
Good morning. This is AM 580 News. I'm Michael Kuliska. Congress seems poised to approve a program to maintain a cleanup plan for the Great Lakes. The House yesterday considered the Great Lakes Legacy Act, which authorizes $54 million a year for 2 years to clean up polluted parts of the lakes. The bill is expected to be approved today. The bill adopts funding levels passed by the Senate last week. The House had approved a more extensive five-year, $150 million a year funding plan for the lakes, but couldn't get it through the Senate. Members of the Boeing's Machinist Union got their first installment of strike pay yesterday. The workers for the Chicago-based company have been on strike for over 3 weeks now. Susie N. reports on the strike's far-reaching consequences.
Boeing is reportedly missing about $100 million in revenue a day during the machinist strike. And Morningstar analyst Brian Nelson says Boeing isn't the only one feeling the pain.
This is also impacting their supply chain. I think their largest supplier, Spirit AeroSystems, is down to a three-day work week for some of the fuselages on Boeing's key airplanes. Furthermore, I think Rockwell Collins has actually asked some employees to volunteer for a temporary layoff.
The Machinists Union says it has enough money to keep paying striking workers for 5 to 6 months. But workers only receive $150 a week, a fraction of their normal pay. Earlier this week, Boeing said it wasn't close to a deal with the union. I'm Susie Ahn.
A federal grand jury has indicted a woman from the Rock Island County town of Silvis for allegedly stealing nearly $500,000 from a Moline bank where she formerly worked. According to a news release from the U.S. Attorney's Office, 40-year-old Sandra Savala is accused of taking the money from a Southeast National Bank branch between July of 1996 and February of 2004. The indictment named Savala on one count of bank embezzlement and 33 counts of falsifying bank records with intent to defraud. Southeast National Bank President and CEO Tom Robinson says no customer accounts were affected by the embezzlement and the loss was covered by the bank's insurance. This is AM 580 News.
From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Members of Congress negotiating a bailout package for the financial industry emerged from a closed-door meeting early this morning and announced they had a tentative agreement. Democratic Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
We've made great progress. We have to get it committed to paper so that we can formally agree. But I want to congratulate all of the negotiators for the great work that they have done.
The late-night bargaining session on Saturday illustrated the extraordinary urgency with which the Bush administration, the leaders of both parties in Congress, and global financial markets all view this bailout. But many members have felt themselves whipsawed by plunging market valuations and ongoing talks on a bailout for the past week. They sense a political disaster as details of the plan become known. NPR's congressional correspondent David Wellner joins us now. And David, what do you know about the state of the bailout package?
Well, Leon, I would say it certainly sounds as if we have a deal. That's exactly what we heard on Thursday as well, only the difference this time is that there are no angry statements from House Republicans saying, in fact, there is no deal. This time, it seems both parties in Congress and the White House are well on board with this. And the big push now will be to get this all written into legislative language so the House can vote on a bill soon, probably as early as tomorrow, and then the Senate. There's hope that this will send a message to financial markets opening in Asia that help is indeed on the way, that will help unfreeze credit markets, which is what everyone is very worried about.
It appears some big issues have been resolved. What's going to happen about the parceling out of the money over time?
Well, the $700 billion are going to be doled out in three parts. $250 billion would be available immediately to the Treasury Secretary, and another $100 billion would be available once the Treasury makes a report to Congress. The remaining $350 billion could be blocked by Congress, but the President would be able to veto such action, and it would take a supermajority from both chambers to override that veto. So that's almost as good as money in the bank for the Treasury.
And how are they going to prevent the big severance packages for people who have run some of these investment houses into the ground?
The deal says there will be none of those so-called